Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Welcome to Series 2, Episode 7 of the Curious Matter Anthology. I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator and host of the show. This episode is the epic conclusion of Star Hunter. Now, if you aren't caught up on this mini-series, be warned, there are spoilers ahead. In our last episode, Ross Hume, Marina Yachtisi, Elise Brody, and the trapped psyche of Vena Lancer were forcibly transported into the alien geofront by the strange flying orbs on the planet of Jamala B. The group found themselves trapped inside a massive network of caverns hidden deep inside the mountain, and were unable to escape due to an energy barrier that concealed the verdant subterranean world. At the center of the main cavern, the group discovered the entrance to an ancient primogenitor ship, sleeping beneath the waters of a lake. Tonight we will wrap up our five-part miniseries with the final pieces of the puzzle that is Star Hunter. But before we start, I'd like to say thank you to our amazing cast and crew, and the entire team that puts together our after show. It was because of the dedication and hard work of this amazing team that we were able to bring Star Hunter, the most complex of our projects yet, to life. But once again, let's turn our eyes to the creator of this amazing tale. In a 1985 interview with Andre Norton by Nancy Garcia and Mary Francis for the American Fantasy magazine, they attempted to unravel the heart of Norton's unique storytelling style. They noted that a reoccurring theme in Norton's work was the use of a young protagonist, alone, often female, orphaned, and penniless, and usually unaware of their true identity. When asked about this, Andre commented, "I think we all feel that way at times. That no one agrees with us and we cannot have the world as we want it. Sometimes all of us feel rather lost in somebody else's world." Her stories often found a way to give us an external lens, to look at humanity as an outsider in a universe that is so much larger and more complex than we are capable of understanding. And through this expansion of our perspective, it reminds us that even in the darkest hours, the human spirit is capable of prevailing in the face of the most unsurmountable of challenges. So, let's get on with the show, shall we? Curious Matter Anthology is designed to be a completely immersive HD audio experience, and it's at its best when played through high-quality stereo speakers or headphones. So grab your popcorn, turn out the lights, and enjoy the final chapter of Star Hunter.
Thank you. will ask you once again, where is the engram?
It's all on the record. I told you I don't know.
I can do this all day. Tell us what happened to the girl, and this can all be over.
But it was just getting good. With all that fancy tech, you still prefer fists. Navy never changes.
Thank you, officer. I think that will be quite enough of that.
Yes, sir. Mr. Wasilitz.
Guild rep. Now.
Oh, your rep will be here soon enough. The captain of the Pacifica's a friend. He informed KBW when they received your transmission with the LB's black box data.
Always did have your hand in every pocket.
It's a shame. We would have paid handsomely for Elise. You should have come to us instead of that pirate Was.
She was a tad more trustworthy.
And look how that ended.
Can't save people from themselves.
Isn't that the truth?
I have nothing to say to you.
Oh, come on, Ross. The people out there, they don't know whether to arrest you, salute you, or ask for an autograph. But we both know what you are. A ruthless hunter willing to do anything to take your prize. We're not that different, you and I. KPW just does it from a boardroom.
I said, get me my guild rep.
And a PG find in the middle of this farking mess. Black Abyss. You're going to be rich, you know. The Musks must be beside themselves. They gave up their claims to the biggest find in history. This is the kind of discovery that builds empires. It's going to be your legacy. KBW just wants its peace. After all, we technically did discover the planet first. Let's just start, however, with giving us our girl back.
Star Hunter, Part 5. Those that came before.
I suggest everyone leave their weapons here.
It might be smart for someone to stay behind.
Do I need to remind you again?
I like her.
After you.
Get back!
Elise, get away from it!
I don't think it means me any harm.
It only wants her.
Don't. Please. We'll figure this out. I'll get us out of this.
What's there to discuss? You said it. We are likely gonna die stuck in this place. I'm not meant to be here. What do I have to lose that hasn't already been lost? I think I'm somehow a part of this. A child of Jamala as much as the creatures here.
It's my fault that you're in this. I can't undo my mistakes, but I can at least protect you. Please.
You don't need to protect me. This is my path. Only I can follow it. I'm sorry about your son. Goodbye, Ross. I'll do everything in my power to get them to open the path. Yuktisi, make sure he gets out of this place alive.
Godspeed.
It's been 9 days since Elise went into the ship, and I don't know if she's alive or dead. I continue to record these messages on Marina Yektisi's transponder, hoping that they're getting through, but I know these are likely a futile attempt at posterity.
the last words of the dying. Yektisi and I are growing weaker by the day, and what little hydration and sustenance we've been able to collect in here are only delaying the inevitable. We made attempts to explore the vast system of caves that make up this geofront, but every avenue we've explored ends in the same energy barrier. Dead ends. I can only hope that whatever Elise found in the ship gave her some solace. But it's Vina that haunts me now. I'm not afraid to die. But failing her has become an ache I cannot escape.
Breakfast?
We seem to be making a habit of this.
You know, I don't even mind the taste anymore.
We are lucky this planet's life is carbon-based, much like Earth. PGEs are silicon dioxide. Carbon means DNA. DNA means protein and glucose. Food literally grows on trees.
In our case, it is the trees.
People have been eating bark on Earth since the caveman days. Why is that funny?
Hey you, PGA hoes. Ross wants to know why that's funny.
We were born starfarers, but we're going to die cavemen.
Okay, it's a little funny.
Finish your transmission?
For all the good it's doing.
Is this how you thought you would go? I always wanted to flame out in a blaze of glory, doing something meaningful. My family wasn't too happy when I joined up, leaving the family business. Why are we always so obsessed with potential? As if a child's potential outweighs their ability to discover it. What they really mean is potential to fulfill an agenda.
It's a universal truth, I guess. Rich or poor, parents see a last chance to fill their own wants and needs in their children, be what they are, or worse, what they couldn't be. I don't think any parent or child escapes that.
Do you think the T-Fed ship has arrived? I half expect another group of victims to walk down that corridor any minute.
That's likely enough. But I doubt they'd send down a team. Not if the drones can't find survivors on the surface.
You were here for 3 years.
In orbit. The verifier drones do most of the survey. I only came third side a handful of times.
Interesting.
The feeds tend to embellish the process. Helps maintain the guild's mystique. But the most dangerous part of the job is usually that first jump. The leap, as they say. You roll the dice, hoping that the scans have mapped enough of the astronomical data to keep you from colliding with something while bending gravity at 60 times the speed of light.
What's the success rate?
In truth, we lose 1 in 6 to the transversal.
That high? And this is your...
6th. And now, obviously, last.
I'd say we'd make for beautiful corpses. But then those PG Beach Boys are just going to take them.
They can have them.
The lake.
It's trying to take off.
Something isn't right. I think it's been here too long. It's going to destroy itself trying to break free.
Elise is still in there.
There's nothing we can do. It's going to bring down the mountain on top of us.
Get to the entrance.
But the barrier.
It's the only chance we have.
Keep moving out, Hunter.
1,000,000 creds, I beat you to the door.
You're on.
Move.
There's nowhere to go.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Yak-TC, where are you? Yak-TC?
Come on. Talk to me. Please. Please talk to me. Come on.
Ross.
Oh, thank the verse.
Ross.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Just hold on, I'm coming for you.
My leg is trapped. Not quite. The blaze of glory I was hoping for.
I'm getting you out of here.
I don't think that's in the cards.
Where's your holdout blaster?
Trapped. With my leg.
I'm gonna get you out.
We both know that's not true. I can't feel my leg below the hip. Even if you got me free, you'd never be able to drag me with one arm.
You're in shock. Can you get to your knife?
I think so. But we are not doing that. You need to go. Leave me here.
No.
It's okay, Ross.
Give me your knife. The med spray. The spray will stop any internal bleeding. Give us some time. I'm gonna see if there's a path through this to the cave entrance. Find out if the barrier's down.
Be careful.
Owen. Be right back. Keep talking so I know you're still with me, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Your turn to tell me a story.
What do you want to know?
How does someone 2 steps from the gold ring in the Yak-TC biotech NFO end up leaving it to join up?
I never fit in, I guess. I asked too many questions. Too curious for my own good. I'm sure this all sounds trite coming from someone like me. Getting out is almost impossible. And your grandmother's one of the most influential people in the T-Fed. So I did the one thing that they couldn't stop. I enlisted. Gran tried, of course, but by the time word got to her, the papers were signed, and I was on a transport slipping FTL to my training station. All the family could do from there was try to hide that I'd...
Yak-TC! Marina!
Yes. I'm here. Just having trouble. Feeling a touch lightheaded. I'm sorry.
Stay with me, okay? Keep talking. How did you find your way into the enforcement service?
Well, growing up in my community made me a bit of a unique asset. I get through doors that were barred to most non-NFO citizens. Started out in...
Focus on my voice, Marina.
Started out in...
I think I can see the entrance. There's light this way. Marina? Marina? I'm coming back. Just stay with me.
No. No.
That's what I thought.
Leave her alone! Hey! Hey, get away from her!
What else is there to take?
I'm here. It's gonna be okay. I'm here.
I told you I'd beat you.
Yes, you did.
Pacifica, I read you. Think the verse. This is Ross Hume. I read you.
Message received, Mr. Hume.
We need immediate Casavac.
Inbound now. The dropship is 3 minutes out. Help is on its way.
Help is coming, Marina.
You look like hell.
Elise.
No. She never made it off the ship.
Vina?
Elise kept her promise. And yours.
I'm so sorry, Vina.
When you walked into the Starfall, you handed me exactly what I desired most in the universe. That's mine to bear.
How?
The ship? It's been here for eons. I think the primogenitors considered themselves gardeners or farmers, maybe? They were sent out to cultivate the stars.
To cultivate what?
Thought? Sentience? Beings like them? Only, I don't think it worked.
Why?
I don't know. Hamandare is hard to put into words. Melded with us, much like the Watcher, only I think it saw something of itself. The anger connected us. I think that's why it's so drawn to Elise and I. It was pure and all-encompassing. Whatever its mission, I think it failed here on Jamala. Maybe that's why the animals here are the way they are. It was like nothing I'd ever felt. Rage at its failures. Rage at being the last of its kind. At being alone.
Where is Elise?
Gave us a choice. She chose to stay. I can only guess that maybe she thought she could help it find some semblance of peace. Maybe they could find it together.
The ship tried to leave. The whole cavern collapsed on it.
Maybe that's what it wanted. What they wanted. That's all right. Now, how about we get the hell off this fucking planet?
Waypoint Station, your oasis between stars. You will find guest services and family accommodations on blue levels, and commerce and retail are on
we
the green deck.
We should see
Government
FTZ
and guilds
first.
Reside on level 18 through 24.
Enough with all of that. Just tell us where the infirmary is.
The station hospital is on Orange 71.
Thank you. Shall we?
Enjoy your stay.
The discovery last month is being heralded as the greatest find in T-Fed history, though details are still coming in on the nature of the PG find. Sources have speculated that the site may include contact with living specimens, either related or part of the once thought to be extinct race known as the Primogenitors.
Feed off, please.
Later in the show, we'll be
The feeds are going wild for all this.
Hello, fellas. Chandris, you look well. I see you settled on prosthetics.
Top of the line, of course. Platinum plated. You should see what these bad boys can do.
You didn't make it out quite unscathed yourself.
No. It was touch and go for a moment, I've been told.
But you are on the mend now?
Yes. But even with regrowth, it's going to be a while before I'm back on my feet.
Should have gone with the chrome.
Have you spoken to Hume yet?
We came to see you first, my friend.
He hasn't been answering our calls.
Yes, well, he is handling quite a lot right now.
Is all the speculation on the feeds true? Did you actually find a living primogenitor?
I can't really.
Oh, come on. It's us!
The T-Fed sequestered us for almost 2 weeks.
The accommodations were horrendous, and the food was...
We attempted to aid their investigation, of course, but we've been kept in the dark for almost a month.
All we know is what they are saying on the feeds.
They deserve to hear it, don't you think? Agent Yaktisi.
Outhunter.
What does he mean, agent?
Long story.
I'm surprised to see you two are still together.
We brought you your ship.
Thank you.
Thank you for saving our dear friend here, Miss Yaktisi.
I would say we saved each other.
To put it mildly.
I apologize that your refund hasn't been issued yet. Things have been, complicated, to say the least, since we left Jamala.
I wouldn't hear of it. I don't know if you read my review on the Guild Travel Board.
Not the time, my friend.
Right, of course.
So? Don't keep us in suspense, Outhunter.
It's true.
Well, fuck me.
Extraordinary.
It was indeed.
Hold on. Whatever happened to the girl? The survivor?
State your name for the record.
Vena Lanza.
This is an auspicious day. Our guild has a tradition and legacy spanning 2 centuries, and today we welcome the newest among us. You have completed your training and proved yourself a capable addition to our ranks. The life of an Outhunter is solitary and fraught with risk. It must be entered upon without regret or reservation. To have come so far and to leave so much is a sacrifice few can make. So, I'll give you one last opportunity to reconsider.
I never thought I'd be more than a cast-off orphan, destined to die on the mudhole I was born in. I have no reservations, and the regrets I carry will be a reminder why I have chosen this path.
Well then, are you ready to take your oath of service?
I am.
Please put your hand on the Articles of our Federation and recite our oath.
Eyes up, hearts full. Beyond the horizon, we, the hunters, seek to far shore. To claim our place in the vastness, one must always be the first. One of us must make that great leap outward, and through the endless darkness, we reach toward the light of new stars. I, Vena Lanza, take that leap. I pledge myself to the service of mankind in the name of exploration. I am the Wayfinder. I am the hunter. I will be the first.
That
was philanthropist Vena Lancer taking her oath of service in the Outhunters Guild. This comes only weeks after announcing she would create the first People's Fraternal Trust. It is designed to distribute her fortune as grants and welfare programs throughout our Terran Federation.
This is the last of the documentation, man. Then the Starfall will be ready to launch.
This is it? I want to leave for Waypoint Alpha immediately.
Yes, all the permits have been filed.
Thank you. I never realized all this came with so much paperwork.
The engineering crew is completing the final modifications now.
I can't believe you named your ship after that dunghole.
Ross, I had hoped to see you at the ceremony.
They only let hunters go to those things.
Well, you know, I do know a few people. I could have pulled some strings.
It was your day.
How is retirement treating you?
Takes some getting used to.
Well, there's still a seat on my ship with your name on it.
Then who would hang back and make sure this little plan of yours works?
True. Look at us. The Dirt Rat and the Legendary Outhunter. Quite the pair. You sure you're ready for all the predators in the boardroom?
I have a little experience with predators. Actually, I didn't just come to see you off. There's a bit of news I thought I'd bring in person. KBW relinquished their claim. Turns out the investigators found a little anomaly. The black box data showed that the Largo Drift accident was sabotage.
Those fuckers.
KBW is trying to sweep it under the rug, of course.
But we are not going to let that happen, are we?
Who knew the lawyer was mightier than the blaster?
Thank you for overseeing the foundation. It is going to change things for the better. Give the pod knockers like us a real chance out there.
This is quite a plan you've concocted.
You sure you're okay with giving up your share? You didn't have to.
Couldn't let you take all the glory. Besides, someone made sure my salary was more than adequate to see to the needs of an old man.
How are the excavations on Jamala proceeding?
It'll take years. Elise and that ship brought the mountain down on themselves.
How is our friend behaving?
The Watcher has been helpful. But the researchers think that was always its programming. The faithful pet.
Oh. Good.
You think she's still in there?
I do.
Then we'll find her. I promise.
Thanks, Ross.
You sure this is what you want? It can get lonely out there. I know.
I need to see what's out there for myself. Leave a mark on the universe.
You don't think you've done that? The Elise Foundation is going to help billions of people spread across the T-Fed.
What's life without a little adventure? Anyway, I learned from the best.
Ma'am, work is complete. We are ready to launch at your convenience.
Well, that's my cue. First jump jitters.
Be careful out there, Outhunter.
Thank you, Ross. Wish me luck.
Happy hunting.
We hope you enjoyed our conclusion of Star Hunter. If you liked today's episode, please check out our after show to hear more from the cast and go behind the scenes of Curious Matter. It releases on the week after our main episodes on this feed. If you can, please leave us a review and connect with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under the handle @CMAnthology, or check us out online for more information at cmanthology.com. This episode was dramatized, directed, and edited by me, your host, Jonathan Pezza. Casting assistance was provided by Sandeep Parikh, Anand Shah, and Jeff Winkler. Assistant editing by Mohammed Moiz Riaz. Tonight's show starred Colin Ferguson as Ross Hume, Tiffany Smith as Elise Brody and Vena Lancer, Shri Swara as Yaktisi, Jack Bowman as Starnes, Jonathan Edelman as Chambris, Jonathan Pezza, me, as Mr. Wasilitz, Stephen Weston as the interrogator, and Allison Hayslip as the Hunters Guild official. AI performances provided by Play.ht. The score was provided by Epidemic Music and featured the talent of Bonnie Grace, Bon Fields, Christopher Moe Didlifson, Curved Mirror, Enigmatic, Golden Anchor, August Wilhelmson, Max Anson, and Hampus Nacellis. Star Hunter is a work in the public domain and was produced in accordance with U.S. copyright law. Curious Matter Anthology is produced by the Knightsville Workshop in association with Effin' Funny Productions. Copyright, Knightsville Workshop 2022, all rights reserved. We'll see you back here real soon for our next exciting tale. I'm Jonathan Pezza, your host, and thank you for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit dmtogm.com. DM to GM, get your game started.